What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Bashar al-Assad said, fuck these niggers. So I'm out here in Cartagena. Today is my last night out here in Cartagena. Tomorrow, God willing, of course, I'm going over to Medellin. Take a look at the restaurant space. As you guys know, I made a video the other day titled, Don't Trust Colombians, which is true. We had a little bit of a misunderstanding with the administrator of the mall. His English is not that fluent. So, yes, he was trying to take advantage of me, but it was not in a malicious way. Luckily, the owner of Remax in Medellin is a Westerner who obviously speaks English, and the girl working for him, she also speaks fluent English, and they were able to sort things out. So tomorrow or after tomorrow, we're probably gonna go take one last look at the restaurant space, make sure everything is legit, and then probably sign on and probably have a restaurant going here in Colombia within the next month. This is something that you guys out there need to understand, is that you're gonna be taken advantage of as a gringo no matter where you go. Okay, like for example, see, this is Ampere, right? Ampere. Okay, Ampere, it's called Ampere here, okay? Not Ampere like we pronounce it in America, it's called Ampere. Personally, I think this is like their version of Monster. They do have Monster in Colombia, but it's $2. I know a lot of you guys are saying, yo, Omar, $2, that's cheap for Monster. Well, I'm a cheap Jew, motherfucker. So this here, Ampere, which I'm pretty certain is made by Monster, but under a Latin brand, cost 3 pesos, which is about, what, 75 cents, something like that. So anyways, today I was walking around Cartagena, and I decided to stop at the store to buy this over here. Now, of course, I know it's 3 pesos. Some places might sell it for 3.5, like Cartagena, where I'm at in the city center. Yeah, they're gonna sell this for 3.5 pesos, not 3 pesos, simply because, you know, they can rip you off here, and it's legit because, well, it's, you know, fucking downtown Cartagena, you know, the major tourist attraction. So yeah, here in the main tourist attraction, yeah, prices are naturally gonna be a little bit higher. You know, it's kind of like going to a food truck event. You know, if you go to a food festival, prices are going to be higher at the food festival than compared to going to a food truck on a normal day, because, well, the food truck had to travel there, they had to pay a fee to get in. So obviously prices of food at a food event is going to be higher than actually going to that food place naturally. So anyway, so the store, like I said, this was just a regular store walking down the street, nothing fancy about it at all. And I go in there and I take Ampere out of the fridge. Obviously, they can tell I'm a foreigner because I was walking around with a backpack. They can tell I'm a foreigner. They ain't dumb. So I take out the Ampere. I put it on the counter and I give the guy 4 pesos, thinking that he's either going to give me a peso back or he's going to be like, bueno, señor, adios. And, you know, even if I get ripped off in a peso, I'm not gonna care, okay? So what he did was, he asked one of the guys stuck in the shelf, hey, this is what, 5 pesos, I believe? And the guy stuck in the shelf was like, yeah, it is 5 pesos. Bull fucking shit. So I took the Ampere off the counter, I put it back in the refrigerator, and I took the 4 pesos out of his hand, and I walked away. So this just goes to show you guys how you're gonna get scammed as a gringo. Obviously, getting scammed out of 2 pesos or 50 cents is not gonna put anybody in the poorhouse. Unless, of course, you know, you're Coach Bitchpill and you haven't sucked dick in a couple of days. But this video is not about tranny faggots. But it's just the fact that somebody is willing to take advantage of you as a gringo that really pisses me off. Because I never did that, dudes, you know. Even back when I was homeless, driving cab, listen, I could have screwed over people out of thousands and thousands of dollars as a cab driver. I never did that once, so I don't like it when people do that to me. Again, I get it. If you're walking around here in Cartagena, here in this monumental center, here in this, you know, conquistador castle or palace or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know, I get it. You're gonna pay extra. You know, if you want to buy fucking cigarettes, the cigarettes that cost you, I don't know how much cigarettes cost outside. I don't buy cigarettes. Let's say the cigarettes that go for 10 pesos, they're probably gonna sell it to you for like 15 or maybe 20 pesos. And that's because you're, you know, walking around this area. It's late night. Nobody outside is open. Just the convenience factor alone that somebody's walking up to you, you know, a water bottle, right? You know, a water bottle that might cost a peso or 2 pesos or like 50 cents, they're probably selling it to you for 5 pesos, which, you know, yeah, you're getting charged twice for it. But again, is anybody going to go to the poorhouse over 50 cents? And again, the convenience factor alone makes up for it. But if you're just going to a regular store, you doing regular people stuff, just taking something out of a fridge, like, hey man, I'm gonna buy this, and you know, they want to charge you 5 pesos when it should be 3 or maybe 4 at the most if they want to rip you off nicely, and they ask you for 5 pesos, it's like, yeah, no, fuck you, dude, I'm not doing that shit. And that's the thing you guys need to understand, you know, as fucking gringos, you cannot go out tipping, dudes. You really can't do that. You just can't go out and tip like a madman. Okay, I get it, dudes. You know, Mexico is cheap. Well, Mexico used to be cheap. Now you're all coming to Colombia, fucking it over for people like me. Okay, Colombia is cheap. So you guys come to Colombia. You know, you might eat food that costs you $5. And then you tip another $5. Well, now guess what, mother effer? That guy, A, is going to raise the price for everybody. And B, he's going to start targeting gringos and scamming you guys out of more money, you know. So this is why here in Latin America, guys, you don't want to get scammed and you don't want to tip big. I mean, look, if you want to tip, cool, dude, but if something is 100 pesos, tip them 5 pesos, maybe 10 pesos, but don't fucking give them another 100 pesos. You know, you just gave them another, what, 20 bucks, something like that. Why the fuck you want to do that for, dude? You know, they're gonna be like, oh shit, these people are dumb, you know, let's take advantage of them even more. I don't want you guys doing that. So when I walked away from that dude who tried to scam me out of fucking 2 pesos or 50 cents, trust and believe, the next gringo comes in, he's really not gonna try to pull that shit, you know. So you guys out there, if you decide to come to a place, look, if you all gonna come to a place like Colombia and you're gonna come here for like a couple of days and you're probably not gonna come back again, buy your shit from a store where the prices are on it and where they scan it, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? If you guys are gonna go to a third world country, heck, even if you go to fucking the UK now, because the third world is in the UK, if you're gonna go to some country where they have third worlded people, okay, and you don't know the prices, go to stores where they have to scan the item, where they have a price list for the item, okay? Don't walk into a store and grab an item without a price, without it being scanned, and expect some third-worlded person to tell you the truth, okay, guys? So anyways, let's get back into this video, which is titled Bashar al-Assad said, fuck these niggers. So as you guys know, Syria fell, kind of like how Libya fell, except in this case, Assad did the smart thing, and he just hopped on a plane and went to Russia. Now, why did blue-eyed, blonde, white Bashar al-Assad said, fuck these niggers? At the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand this and understand this really good. Arabs are short, brown, and fugly. Assad looks Western. Look at Assad, guys. He's blue-eyed, he's blonde, he's white. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of Syrians in Egypt and even in America who are blue-eyed, blonde, white. They, you know, they look fucking European. And guess what? They're having the time of their life. They're happy people. They're slaying bitches. They're just happy people enjoying life, okay? Okay. Yeah, one guy is a bodybuilder, the other one is a twig. Yeah, a bodybuilder and a twig. You guys probably want to see. Let's see if I can show you. Can you see them, guys? You saw them? One bodybuilder, the other is a twig. You know, Coach Bishville would do well here in Latin America. Gets his traps and tranny faggots. He's in tranny faggot heaven if he comes here. But that's why he goes to Thailand and Philippines and those tranny faggot places, you know, Thai lady boys and shit like that, you know. He loves his traps. But anyways, getting back to the point of the video. So Bashar al-Assad being blue-eyed, blonde-white. And again, there's a lot of Syrians who are blue-eyed, blonde-white, and they're locally European. They're happy. They're slaying bitches. They're enjoying life. They're always happy people, you know. See, it's the Syrians who got mixed with the Arabs that I really feel sorry for, you know. Because the Syrian people who got mixed with the Arabs, while they may have white skin, they're short. They got those horrible genetics where they have a body shaped like a pear. And the worst thing about these Arabs is that their face looks like that of a pigeon, okay? They got that butter looking face. You know, they got dark spots. They got, you know, that dark spot under their eyes. And then they have a nose like a fucking beak. You know, they, again, Syrians who are mixed with fucking Arabs, they look like motherfucking pigeons, you know. And again, the face looks like it belongs to a pigeon. The body looks like it belongs to a pigeon. You know, very, very ugly face, very, very ugly body. You know, yeah, they're white, they're creamy white, but, you know, you got an ugly face, you got an ugly body, it's pretty much over for you, you know. And the sad, you know, the sad thing is, like, Syria, they used to be known as Bilad al-Sham, the nations of the Levant, okay? That was where the Byzantine Empire was. For those of you who don't know, the Byzantine Empire is the Roman, is the Christian Roman part when the Emperor Justinian became a Christian and he realized just how immoral and degenerate the Roman people are. He's like, fuck these niggers, you know, me and those who love Jesus and God, we're gonna go to the eastern side of the Roman Empire, which again is the Byzantine Empire. The stronghold is now, as we know, is in Turkey, Syria. So all these people were blue-eyed. Well, not all, but a good portion of those people were blue-eyed, blonde, white Christians. And then when the Muslims came in with their inferior genetics and their bad habit of inbreeding, guess what? They turned these once beautiful people into ugly people, you know, short, brown, and fugly. And even if they're not brown, I mean, that's why I feel sorry for them, you know. If you're short, brown, and fugly, you know it's over for you. But when you're like the Syrians, you're white, but you're short, and you're fugly, but you're white, it's like, you see, here's the thing, dudes, here's the thing. Like, you know, a 5'4", bald, Corey Sill knows it's over for him. He knows that in no universe he'd have had a chance to succeed, okay, as a fucking Corey Sill. So when you have white skin and you got, you know, straight hair, light hair, but you got an ugly face and fucking horrible genetics, you know, your body looks like it belongs to a fucking pigeon, it's like they hate themselves, you know. And this is why the Arabs are so, a lot of people are always asking, don't these Arab idiots see that this ISIS was CIA and Mossad? Heck, even the leader of ISIS now openly says, thank you, America, thank you, Israel, for supporting us. What does God in Surah Al-Baqarah says? He says, if you take the Christians and the Jews who have become allies, okay, which is CIA and Mossad, you are of them, you are not of us. So anybody here who's rooting for ISIS, who's rooting for the removal of Assad or Gaddafi, you are on team CIA, you are on team Mossad, you are one of them. You're no longer a Muslim, dude. You're really better off murdering, you're really better off committing suicide, because you're not going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell, dudes. And again, all this has to do with the fact that Arabs are short, brown, and fugly. It all has to do with looks, looks, looks. And, you know, the difference between Bashar al-Assad and Gaddafi is that Gaddafi looked like a North African Berber. Bashar al-Assad, on the other hand, he's blue-eyed, blonde, white. So when Bashar al-Assad... Oh, shit, I dropped my... I dropped it. That's fine. I mean, I'm already awake. Plus, my airplane, it takes off tomorrow at like fucking 11 o'clock. So I'll need to go to sleep tonight, maybe by 12. My Airbnb, guys, is so fucking close to the airport. I am not exaggerating when I tell you that if I had a pitcher's arm, I can literally hit a plane from my Airbnb. So it's literally not even a it's actually a 4-minute walk to my Airbnb, or from my Airbnb to the airport. So when Bashar al-Assad is in Russia, where they're all blue-eyed, blonde, white, he's not gonna look out of place. People are gonna treat him with dignity. People are gonna treat him with integrity. People are gonna treat him with honor. Why? Because he looks like he fits in with them. Now, somebody like Gaddafi, if he went to Libya, if he went to Russia, people are gonna be looking weird at him. You know, they're gonna be looking at him like he's some sort of a circus freak, like he's some sort of a freak from the circus, you know. But Bashar al-Assad, he's gonna fit right in. Now, when I go to like fucking Ukraine, you know, I stand the fuck out. Yeah, but some people think I'm fucking Italian. Like I told you guys, here in Cartagena, they thought I was Italian a couple of days ago, and I am actually part Italian. Like, I'm part Italian, part Greek as well, so, yeah. So the good thing about me, and the thing about me, guys, as you guys know, if I stay the fuck out of the sun, I become lily white if I stay the fuck out of the sun, you know? I literally became fucking, I almost became Coach Pitch Pill Pale when I was in Ukraine. That's how bad it was. But no matter how bad you guys think you have it, at least you don't suck dick at the bus stop in Brisbane, Australia. Or the truck stop. Or under the bridge either. That's another place where they suck dick at, I guess. We have to ask Coach Bitchville about that. Because, you know, he's a dick-sucking master on this channel. So, anyways. So, point I'm trying to get across to you guys is that I can't get enough of this shit, dudes. I'm telling you guys. You drink this with black coffee. This shit with black coffee, you're on for 5 hours. For 5 hours, you can see time. You can see time move in slow motion. That's how fast-paced you are. This shit, or Monster, or Rockstar, you know, maybe the same people behind Monster are the same people behind this. You never know. You know, I was gonna look at the back of the can and see if it says, you know, who's the real manufacturer of it. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, like Pepsi, Coke, like these big companies, they make these third-party brands, which are cheap. It's pretty much the same goddamn thing, but it's a cheap-ass version of it. Same thing, just hella cheaper. Like I said, this is fucking 3 pesos. This is 75 cents. If you buy Monster, Monster is 8 pesos, about $2, okay? Obviously, you're gonna buy this shit over Monster, you know. Same thing. Probably same vendor. Same effect, you know. Just like I drink Rockstar. Back in America, I don't drink Monster because, again, Monster is expensive. I drink Rockstar back in America. And I get my Rockstar from Walmart. You know, the Walmart has it for about $2, maybe a little bit under $2. It's $2 after taxes, you know, which is not that big of a deal. I can get this shit wholesale from Restaurant Depot for like $1.50, but I prefer to get this shit from Walmart for $2 because it kind of gives me a reason to go to Walmart and get some of my food for the food truck from Walmart. Because honestly, guys, going to Walmart in America, dudes, like fucking, like Aaron Cleary said, it's like the Petri dish of America, you know? You get all these fat, ugly people. God, I'm going to be back in America in a couple of days. Honestly, dudes, I don't want to go back to America. I really don't want to go back to America. If this restaurant takes off, like God willing, I hope it does, I really don't want to go back to America, dudes. Even here in Cartagena, where it's fucking hot as hell in the middle of winter, I'd rather be in Cartagena than be in fucking America. You know, that's just fucking sad, dude. That's just how sad America is at this point. Anyway, so going back to what I was saying is that with the Muslim cells being so fucking ugly, dudes, it's they're always, you know, they're always looking for anything to, it's a lot like a prostitute. It's a lot like a low quality woman who always demands money, because she thinks the more money she has that she can escape from herself. That's how the Ahmeds are, okay? This is how the Muslim cells are. They're always going from leader to leader, country to country. They're always going, you know, around and around and around, never happy, because deep down they're trying to escape from who they are. And, you know, they can't do that, dude. If you're short, brown, and fugly, it's GG for you, you know? For me, guys, I was fortunate to know, first of all, being 6'3", boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka, that works in my favor. As you guys know, I had liposuction, which I will need again because I gained 30 pounds being on the food truck. Not because I'm eating unhealthy, but simply because I don't go anywhere. I'm on a food truck 12 hours a day, dudes, you know. When I was walking all over Europe, I lost 30 pounds. Here, I don't walk around that often here in Cartagena because it's so goddamn hot, you know. Not to mention Uber is like $2 to get around. Even when I'm in Medellin, I tend to take Uber because it's so fucking cheap. And they have Uber Moto where you ride on the back of a motorcycle. You can pretty much go anywhere in Cartagena and Medellin for like $2 on a motorcycle, you know. Why walk in the middle of the goddamn heat? And Medellin, because it's mountainous, you know, sometimes you're going to go fucking uphill. I don't want to go fucking uphill, even though I know it's healthy for me. Not to mention, I got motorcycles here. I got motorcycles in Medellin, you know, might as well use them. You know, I own three of them, might as well use one of them if nobody else is renting them out, you know. Which reminds me, if any of you guys do plan on coming to Medellin and you want to rent motorcycles, you can rent my motorcycles. No, I'm not going to give your ass a motherfucking discount. You know, if you're Coach Bitch Pill, you know, Joanne knows Coach Bitch Pill is not allowed to rent any of my motorcycles. Not because he fucks traps, y'all, but because we don't know what type of STDs he has, you know. Maybe the motorcycle will catch something. But again, this video is not about fanny faggots who suck dick at the local truck stop, okay? So, problem with the Ahmeds, guys, because they're short, brown, and fugly, they can't be happy with themselves. They can't be happy with themselves. Like, all the American people are saying, this is going to be another Libya, which is true. It's going to be another Libya. You know, Libya, thanks to Gaddafi, went from being the best African country to being the worst African country. Libya right now is down there with fucking Zimbabwe, you know. They eat dirt cookies in Zimbabwe. That's what they're doing in fucking Libya right about now, you know. Libya had free oil, not just free oil. They had fucking free education, free housing, free healthcare. Gaddafi let his students fly to Europe, free education in Europe. Like, Libya was pretty much a utopia, guys, thanks to Gaddafi. But then the Arabs, because, you know, they're short, they're brown, they're fugly, they're like, hey, if the Americans come in and they take over the place, you know, we're going to be happy. And guess what? They're now more miserable than ever. Like, for example, dudes, in Egypt, every Egyptian motherfucker out there is saying, I wish Mubarak was still in charge. Yet these people got rid of Mubarak. Now they're saying, I wish Mubarak was in charge, you know. Same thing with the people of Libya. They wish Gaddafi was in charge. The Syrian people now, they're very happy. They're like, yay, we got rid of Bashar al-Assad. We're going to be the greatest country on the face of the planet. But they, guys, let me tell you something, dudes. The final battle between the Antichrist and the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better, is going to be in Damascus, okay? What that means is that Syria is going to get wrecked really bad. And if you call yourself a Muslim, you probably already know that. So So Bashar al-Assad probably was like, yeah, no, let these sand niggers get their asses whipped. I'm going to come to Russia and just, you know, live out my life in Russia, hang out with Putin, you know, get a bunch of side hoes and live the vida loca. Bashar al-Assad did the smart thing. You know, Gaddafi should have done that thing. But the problem with Gaddafi, other than him being like looking like a circus freak in fucking... And the thing about Gaddafi, guys, Gaddafi wasn't a bad-looking dude. All Gaddafi had to do really was... All Gaddafi had to do was pretty much, you know, get rid of the freaking afro he had going on. You know, get rid of the afro, lose some weight, maybe a little bit of a facial, you know, a facial... what should we call it, you know? When old people have, you know, I wanted to get it in Merida, but my doctor's like, dude, you're wasting money. You don't need it, dude. It's a thing where they like pull up your face, a facelift. Yes, yes. You know, if Gaddafi got rid of the afro, got a facelift, you know, lost some weight, you know, he'd have looked like a pretty, he'd look like an exotic person in fucking, Russia. But the real problem is Gaddafi, guys, okay? Like, this is the real problem with Gaddafi, is that he invested too much of himself into Libya, okay? Gaddafi single-handedly turned Libya into a utopia. It's not that he invested too much of his money, you know, that's oil money. But he invested too much of himself. It's like a man in a bad relationship where he invested too much into the woman. And now he's like, oh, well, I can't just walk away from her. You know, I invested too much in her. It's like, dude, she's going to destroy you, bro. But I invested too much in her, dude. I just can't walk away. You know, it was the same thing with Gaddafi. He invested too much of himself in Libya to say, fuck this shit. So, and that's very important for you guys watching this video, is that don't invest yourself too much into anything, dudes. What you guys should do is that you should have the platform, the infrastructure, the ecosystem to let other people do amazing things. Damn, that felt good. You guys take me for example, right? MGTOW TV. By the way, guys, I actually tried to get back on YouTube. I even got back on YouTube under a different channel name called Goitainment. Guys, YouTube actually deleted my channel within like a couple of minutes of me creating the channel. I didn't even upload anything. The motherfucker just deleted my channel. And then they gave me an email, which I took a screenshot of, and I'm going to be making a video about that. The motherfuckers told me, if you come back under a different name, different email, different phone number, if you acquire another channel, or even if you get on somebody else's channel, we're going to delete that channel. Guys, this is how much fucking YouTube hates me. And I can't blame them. They're deathly scared, guys. Like, my channel was called Goitainment, and the banner I had in the About Us sections was educating the Goyim about how the Jews scam them. And like I said, within 5 minutes of creating that channel, boom, deleted. Permanent deletion, dudes. So this just goes to show you guys that the Jews are indeed responsible for everything wrong and bad happening in this world, and yet the Arabs want to be with the Jews because they're hoping that the Jews will find them happiness. It's like, no, bro, you're short, you're brown, you're fugly. Even if you ain't brown, you know, again, Syrians, you know, they got white skin, but you got the worst of the Arab genetics, you know. That's even worse, you know. Again, would you rather be somebody who actually had potential, but you really can't realize that potential because you have a defect? Or would you rather be like Yogi Obes, you know, even by Indian standard, Yogi Obes ain't that bad? Or would you rather be like your typical curry cell, short, brown, and fugly, knowing that you never had a chance to begin with? Or would you rather have some sort of false hope? See, I'd much rather be short, brown, and fugly and realize it was over for me before I came out of my mother's womb than be like the Syrians where, hey, I got white skin like white people. I got maybe light hair, straight hair like white people, but my body looks like a pear, you know? My face looks like a fucking pigeon, you know? So I'm not upset, dudes. I'm really not upset at how the Muslim sales out there act. I'm really not upset, because if I was fundamentally as fugly as Arabs, I'd probably be doing the same thing, you know? At the end of the day, Arabs hate Allah, they hate Muhammad at the end of the day. And they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad because they're short, brown, and fugly. Now, I love Allah, I love Muhammad. Why? Because I'm not short, I'm not brown. Look, when I was fucking homeless, like living in a car, like I'm talking like I don't have 50 cents for a can of tuna. That's how broke I was, you know? I remember this one time, I didn't have money to buy a can of tuna. I actually had to look under the car seat to find fucking 50 cents. That was back when tuna cans were 50 cents, you know? That was like 2008. Good luck finding tuna for 50 cents nowadays. But, you know, as far back as 2005, I was saying to myself, you know, thank God for my height, my looks, and my brain, you know, high IQ Jewish brain. Unlike Coach Bitchpill with his sub 9,000 IQ. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you is that I always had something to be thankful for when it comes to looks, body, and brain. Now, opposite of that, the Muslim sailors out there, especially the Arabs, what do they have to be proud of? Nothing. Look, you could look at the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia. What's his name? MBS or whatever his name is, right? I call him the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia because he looks like a fucking monkey. He's one of the richest people on the face of the planet. Yet he's an incel. He's a perfect example of a Muslim cell. Not only is he a fucking Muslim cell, his hair is going bald from the back. It's like, you have billions and billions and billions of dollars, yet you're fugly looking, dude. And this is why, you know, when I was in California, you know, these Arabs, I don't know if they own or they buy Lambos, they'd be driving down Santa Monica Boulevard at like 15 miles an hour going vroom, vroom, vroom. It's like, dude, you're not only short, brown, and fugly, but you're morbidly obese, dude. Like, everybody knows you're a fucking loser, dude. Look, at the end of the day, guys, looks are more important than money, okay? You know, I was watching an Instagram reel yesterday of this curry sale who was short, brown, and fugly, and morbidly obese. And he was being followed by a lot of these people who looked like bodyguards and very important people. And I'm reading the comment section, like, who's this motherfucker, you know? Did he escape from the zoo and people are trying to bring him back? And the Indian people, who obviously knew who this person was, oh, they're like, oh yeah, that's a son of one of the richest guys in India. And all the comments there were like, wow, look at that, man. Guy has all that money, fame, power, but look at how ugly he is, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, looks matter more than money, okay? Get that through your motherfucking mind. You guys take fucking Jeremy Meeks, for example. Terrorist, murderer, rapist, just the most worst human being on the face of the planet. Now he's like fucking billionaire status simply because of looks, you know? Can you imagine somebody like the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia being a multi-billionaire if it wasn't for, you know, his dad, his oil money, you know? That's the thing. See, deep down, all these rich a-holes out there, man, they know that they could have not done this on their own, you know? Like, why are you guys following me on MGTOW TV? If I was an ugly looking son of a bitch, would you guys be following me? Hell no, you won't, you know? So, at the end of the day, looks are the most important things out there. And the Arabs, they just don't have it, dudes. They don't have the looks. Even as far back as during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, like when the Arabs started having skirmishes with the Byzantine Empire, you know, one of the Prophet Muhammad's companions, he actually excused himself from fighting in the battle. I think it was called the Battle of Tabuk or something like that. So basically, the Byzantine Empire, they came down to northern Arabia, and the Prophet Muhammad, obviously, you know, he had to like expel them from the Arabian Peninsula, otherwise they'd crush Islam. So he put together an army of volunteers who'd be willing to fight the Byzantine Empire, and a lot of Muslims, they actually excused themselves from battle. And the reason behind it was, they said to the Prophet Muhammad, these Byzantine women are so beautiful that I'm not gonna be there in the name of God. I'm gonna be there in the name of getting blonde pussy, you know? And the Prophet Muhammad actually excused them from going to war, because he knew they're not there for the sake of Allah. They're there for the sake of blonde pussy, you know? So this just goes to show you guys, as far back as during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, these Ahmeds, they were fucking going after white women as far back as 1400-1500 years ago. In fact, the whole point of Islam was to take over white people. I mean, you guys look at the Turkish people, for example, right? Like, Turkey is literally a European country. Look at Turkey, right? Turkey has some of the ugliest motherfuckers on the face of the planet. Now, some Turkish people out there are good looking, but the vast majority of Turkish people are fugly. Why? That's because they were conquered by the Arabs, okay? And this is why I made a video a couple of days ago, sitting right here, and probably in this chair here in Cartagena, saying why I'm grateful the Muslims never conquered Latin America. You know, Arab genes are so inferior that even after probably fucking 2,000 years, the people they invaded, they'd still have those inferior genes in them. Again, look at Syrian people. They got light hair, they got, you know, white skin, yet they look, yet they have Arab features, again, which is a fugly looking face and a pear-shaped body. So even after 500, 1,000, 1,500 years, Arab genetics are so inferior that they will never ever go away. And this is why I'm thankful that Muslims never took over Latin America. This is why I'm thankful that Muslims never took over Europe, because they would have had their ugly genes make the people look horrible, you know? So, and this is one of the reasons why I don't go to the Middle East. You know, I haven't been back to the Middle East in over 6 years, and people have been asking me, yo, Amr, when are you gonna go back to Egypt, dog? It's like, why? I got access to Ukrainian woman. I got access to Colombian woman. I love my Latinas, as you guys know. Why the fuck would I want to go back to Egypt for? I mean, honestly, dudes, why would I want to go back to a country that is so fucked up that the people there are wishing that Mubarak was back in power? Why would I want to? It's like, dude, I mean, if I go to Egypt, you know, God is going to be like, dude, what the fuck is your problem, dog? Like, you got Ukraine, you got Latin America, you got Colombia. Why the fuck you want to go back to that goddamn country for, dude? Are you retarded? You know, are you one of those Jews who actually wanted to go back to Egypt after I destroyed the Pharaoh and told you to get the fuck out of that goddamn country, you know? It's like, what's wrong with you dumb Jews, you know? And coincidentally, this is why I don't want to go back to Egypt, because, you know, God is going to be like, oh, you 3,000 years later, you Jewish motherfuckers, you all don't learn. You all want to go back to Egypt, don't you? You know, it's like, and that's one of the reasons why I don't go back to Egypt, you know? Because here's the thing, dude. Like, I initially went back to Egypt because I thought Egypt was a good Muslim country. You know, you get to find a good Muslim wife. Boy, was I wrong. Like, when I'm on Instagram, I see all these Muslim sales saying, you know what, man, when I have enough money, I'm going to leave the West. And I'm going to go back to the old country. I'm going to marry me a Muslim woman. I'm going to open a halal store. And I tell them on, like, Instagram, dude, you're going to find out the hard way that going back to the old country is worse than Western countries, you know? Like, I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. Hijabis are worse than stasis. Okay, guys? Said it before and I'm saying it again. Hijabis make Stacey look like choir girls. You guys saw that video about Fresh and Fit a couple of years ago where they had all these OnlyFans hoes, and they had Stacey, they had Jennifer from the Block, they had fucking Shaniqua, they had Ling Ling, then they had a Hijabi, and the Hijabi was such a terrible thought that all the other ethnicities of women were like, damn, this bitch a turbo thought, you know? So you guys out there gotta understand and understand this really good, dudes. Like, Muslims are quite frankly the worst people on the face of the planet, and that has to do with the fact that they have inferior genetics, you know? Like, if I, you know, like, you guys take me for example, right? If I was to have children, I'm gonna have children. See, let me tell you the problem with Arabs, okay? Let me tell you the problem with Muslim cells. They are so... It's the men, not the women, okay? The men are so afraid of rejection. They're so afraid of getting divorced that they are willing to sleep with their cousin. They are willing to sleep with fugly looking women. All that so they don't get divorced. All that so they don't get humiliated by divorce. They're willing to marry a family member. They're willing to marry a fugly woman. And when you do that for thousands of years, of course you're going to get genetically inferior children. Duh. 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 You know. This is why I made a video quite recent. You guys out there, don't marry fugly woman, dudes. Like, don't marry fugly woman, okay? Go stick your dick in beautiful woman. If you organically can't get fucking Stacy, fucking bribe Stacy, dudes. You know, get a surrogate mother, for God's sakes. Like, the Colombian girl I'm with, she's Venezuelan. Like I said, I actually talked to her father. You know, I met her father in person. Her father is a brown dude. He's a Moreno. But his wife was blue-eyed blonde white. You know, unfortunately, his wife, a.k.a. the mother of the Venezuelan girl I'm banging, she got murdered in a jewelry heist, you know. She was wearing jewelry in Venezuela. The robber wanted the jewelry, and she did not want to give him the jewelry, so he shot her and killed her, you know. This is why I and a lot of other people tell you, you know, if you're in the third world and or in Chicago and somebody's like, hey man, give me your phone or I'm gonna shoot you, give him the phone, dudes. Just give him the phone and be like, hey man, have a good day, and just walk away, dudes. You know, no need to lose your life over it. So anyways, dudes, so my girl, you know, she has freckles. Again, her mother is blue-eyed blonde white, so she does have white genes in her. Yeah, I'll get that bitch pregnant. You know, she's cheaper than surrogacy. You know, I mean, think about it, dudes. Like, how much is that girl gonna cost me a month? $300, pay her rent and pay for her food, $300, $400 a month. How much is it gonna cost you in surrogacy, right? Let's say you get a surrogate woman for a year. How much is it gonna cost you? $10,000 minimum. And then when you have the kid, you know, first of all, the kid is not going to have a mother. Secondly, you're going to have a nanny for the kid. How much is that going to cost you? You know, at least in my case, you know, the kid has a mother. No need to rent a nanny. The bitch cost me $300, maybe $400 a month. So why not? Why not just keep her around? She has good genetics. You know, the Afro-Colombiana ain't bad either. She has some decent genetics in her, you know. Probably be seeing that tomorrow. But yeah, guys, point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is, if you look at all the Arabs, dudes, like all the Arabs out there who are acting up, like the ones who are, you know, murdering, killing, robbing, raping, rioting, protesting. You know, they're all fucking ugly. If you look at all the Arab Muslims out there, they're like, yeah, bro, dog, just by my curse, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog? You're going to go from stud to dud or shit like that. They're all fugly too, you know? And that's why, you know, that's why these fugly looking Muslims, this is why they have no problem scamming you. Like, they're openly scamming you by saying, oh, yeah, dog, give me $10,000. I'm going to invest your money, dog. You're going to be driving in a Lambo, you know what I'm saying, dog? But yet they take your money and have fun with it. And then they say, oh, Allah didn't bless your money, dog. Maybe it's because, you know, you didn't pray Fajr at 4:53 in the morning like you should have, you know? And they get away with it. And they do that. They get away with it because, again, they're ugly, you know? Again, you guys can never, ever trust ugly people, you know? If I, you know, if I had the power, I would write it in the Constitution that any president of the United States of America has to have an SMV of 8 or above. Because even the Greek people, even the Greeks said that beautiful men are to be trusted, ugly men are to be skeptical of, but woman, on the other hand, is probably the opposite. You know, we Greeks figured this shit out fucking 3,000 years ago, dudes. Like, we smart, you know? Guys, honestly, dudes, if I was, like, in charge, I would, like, kill all the Egyptians and replace them with, like, Chinese. That's what I would do. You know, Egypt has so much potential. Egypt as a country has so much potential, and the Achmeds are wasting it, you know? Again, guys, if I had any sort of power or say, I'd have all the Egyptians exterminated and just move in a bunch of chinks, you know. And maybe some Greeks in Alexandria. Greeks, Italians. Dude, imagine having a ferry going from, like, Greece and Sicily to, like, Egypt back and forth, you know. How, you know, they used to have that, you know. They used to have that shit up until fucking 40, 50 years ago when the Egyptians actually took Egypt back, you know. See, this is the thing about fucking Muslim sales. They always, always, always ruin everything. And this is what I'm trying to tell you guys out there. You really can't reason with the Muslim sales because they're fucking so fucking ugly that they're trying to escape from who they are, you know? So when fucking America comes out and says, hey man, let us, you know, kill your leaders and take over your country, the Muslim sales are like, all right, man, we're going to be happy. Then it falls. Then Mossad comes in. And then ISIS comes in. And every time something happens, they're like, oh, man, next time it's going to be better. It's like, no. Every time there's a next time, it gets fucking worse, okay? Like the Syrian people have literally signed the death certificate. They have signed their own death certificate by helping ISIS take over their country. And again, they helped ISIS because they're thinking that ISIS is gonna bring them some sort of happiness. It's like a broke bitch, you know, always asking you for money. Papi, give me money. Papi, give me money. It's like you take that money, you squander it on stupid shit, and it makes you feel happy in the moment, but what happens if you don't get any more money, right? Women, you know, women don't think like that. They're like, you know, women don't say, hey, I'm gonna scam this dude out of thousands of dollars, and then I'm gonna start a business with this money, and then tell the guy to go fuck himself. They don't think like that, you know? It's the same thing with Muslim sales, you know? They're like, oh, let me help the enemies of Islam. Maybe they'll help make me feel good. It's like, no, dude, the problem is that you're fucking fugly. That's a motherfucking problem right there. And again, guys, like, the happiest Muslims I know are the beautiful Muslim men, the light-skinned, white, blue-eyed, light-haired Muslims. Those are the happiest motherfuckers in the world, and they're happy because A, they're beautiful, and B, they're actually thankful to God for making them beautiful. And you know, that's the thing, dudes, when you're a beautiful man and you have the Islamic religion on your side, dude, it's like you're Superman. That's how it is, dudes. Like, a beautiful dude with Islam on his side, you're fucking Superman. You're invincible. I mean, you're not invincible like, I shoot you, you're gonna live, or, you know, you're sin free. I'm talking about invincible as in, you know, nobody's gonna make you feel bad about yourself. That's how invincible you are, you know. So when I get these, you know, short brown Muslim cells calling me Pajit and old and fugly, it's like, no, dude, I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. That shit might work on, you know, Yogi Obes. You know, how sad is it when fucking 5'4" Bangladeshi turbo manlet Yogi Obes mugs 90% of Indian people? You know, how fucking sad is that? You know, if we all thought Yogi Obes or the curry cell, then what do you all call the other 90% of Indian people? Like fucking super duper curry cell, some shit like that. So at the end of the day, guys, Qaddafi should have done the right thing, you know. If I was Qaddafi, dudes, I would have did the same thing Bashar al-Assad did. I'd have been, fuck this shit. Let these niggers learn the hard way of what is to come. You know, some of the best feeling in the world, guys, is watching people get what they deserve. You know, reminds me of when I was in high school, 10th grade, I think, 10th or 11th grade. I'm really good at geography and history, okay? So, and I was really good at American history. This is how I know more about American history and the Constitution more than the average American. And definitely, I know more about America and the Constitution than that ancient nigger we have in the office. Now, I ain't talking about Biden. I'm talking about fucking orange man bad. That motherfucker is probably the Antichrist. You know, Islam said there's going to be 30 Dajjals. There are going to be 30 Antichrist, you know. Donald Trump is definitely one of them, and I'll be making a video about that later on. So anyway, so in the 10th or 11th grade, guys, I was like all A's in my history class, and the table I was sitting on, you know, we sat at circular tables. You guys have to remember this was like 1998, right? So we were sitting at the circular table, and that table had all the cool kids, you know, like the server dudes and the cheerleaders, and they'd all like cheat off of me, and they'd go off to like bonfires and camping trips, and they'd never invite me. They just cheat off of me, and they'd never do homework, they'd never take they'd never study, they don't do shit, they just cheat off of me. And the teacher came up to me on the final exam day, and he said, "Look, listen, Amr, I know those kids cheat off of you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put down all the wrong answers. I'm going to give you an A for the whole goddamn semester. Just put down all the wrong answers so these motherfuckers can fail and go to summer school." Guess what I did, dudes? Yeah. Yeah, all those motherfuckers went to summer school. And I was so happy that day. And guess what? Those motherfuckers actually respected me. After a year of being with them, they actually respected me. See, this is the thing you guys need to understand about inferior people, okay? Inferior people, whether they're lazy or whatever, right? You know, they have some sort of defect to them, okay? I don't care if it's because they just want to party and not actually put in the work, whatever the reason is, right? Inferior people don't respect you if you're trying to help them. Like, they don't respect Qaddafi. Like, Qaddafi was a genius among chimpanzees. Qaddafi was never respected by the Libyan people because he was a fucking genius, and all those sand niggers were hella jealous of him. See, this is what you guys need to understand. Inferior people are never ever happy with smart people. Let me say that one more time, okay? Inferior people are never ever happy with superior people. If anything, they want to see you destroyed, okay? In fact, Islam tells us when it comes to inferior people, just pat them on the head, tell them good things, but never ever give them any money, any power, any authority, okay? See, the problem is with Western civilization is that we are giving a voice to inferior people. See, this is why we are where we are when it comes to the dystopia we live in. It's because we are giving an active voice to inferior people, whether they're genetically inferior, physically inferior, mentally inferior, work ethic inferior, whatever the case is, we are giving inferior people a voice. This is the root cause of why everything is wrong and bad in this world. And this is why I told you guys, if I take over America, we are going to be a ulemocracy. We're not going to be a democracy. We're going to be a ulemocracy, okay? For those of you who don't know, I made a video about this. Ulema in Arabic means the knowledgeable ones, okay? The word alumni, like Harvard alumni, Yale alumni, the word alumni comes from the Arabic word ulema. It means the knowledgeable ones. So when we MGTOWs take over America, and it's gonna happen, and this is why they don't want me on YouTube, this is why, you know, Google does, or the ADL talks about Sandman, they talk about TFM, but they don't dare talk about MGTOW TV. That's how scared they are of me. That's how they're scared of MGTOW, you know. So when we MGTOWs take over America, we are gonna be a ulemocracy. So if any of these ancient niggers come at you like, oh, you guys don't believe in democracy, you're gonna destroy our democracy, hell yeah, motherfucker, we're gonna destroy your goddamn democracy. We're gonna replace it with ulemocracy. Women can't vote, inferior people can't vote, you know, shit like that, you know. Coach Bishville definitely can't vote, but knowing him, he's probably gonna get other people to vote on his behalf by sucking their dick. But again, this video is not about fanny faggots who suck dick at the bus stop in Brisbane, Australia, or at the truck stop either. So before I end this video, because it's gonna be like a fucking hour long and I gotta get home because my plane is at like 10 in the morning, but then again, I live literally 5 minutes away from the airport, but I gotta end this video, guys, getting a little bit sleepy, is that at the end of the day, dudes, you need to understand this and understand this really good, okay? These Arabs out there, they're failures, they're losers. That's how God created them, because they're physically fugly. Look, God does not play dice with the universe, okay? So if you are created ugly, God created you ugly for a reason, okay? There's a reason why God created you ugly. Like, look, man, some of the saddest, depressed, vile people I've known are ugly people. Like, look, like back at the food truck, we knew this one dude. He was a curry seal, but he was a nice curry seal, right? He was a good curry seal, but he was hella ugly. He was short, brown, fugly. He had a nose that went like this, you know. He's hella fugly, and he was very depressed. And it's like, yeah, I mean, we never said this to his face, because it's like, what are you gonna do? You guys are gonna tell an ugly person like, hey dude, the reason why you're depressed and women literally run away from you? I remember, man, this one drunk girl, she came and she sat at the food truck. She sat outside of the food truck because I was in there, and our chef Abdullah, he was on the food truck, and you know, he's Malaysian, but his grandfather was like a white dude. So even though Abdullah is dark skin, he looks Western. So of course, you know, this fucking, you know, Becky or Stacy Light, you know, she's interested in us. And this ugly looking curry seal like sits next to her, and she like gets up and leaves, you know. And of course he knew she left because he was a fugly looking dude, you know. He's fugly, he knows he's fugly, and he knows that other people are, in particular women, are leaving him because he's fugly, okay? Now, did God create him fugly because God hates him? You know, you guys gotta understand, dudes, you know, if God created you fugly, there's a reason behind it. Either he is punishing you, that's why you're ugly, or it's because if he created you to be a beautiful man, you're gonna be arrogant and you're gonna go to the hellfire. So you guys gotta ask yourself this question: what's in my best interest? To be created as a beautiful man but to be arrogant and end up going to the hellfire, or be created as an ugly man and be humble and go to heaven? You know, that's you gotta look at it from that perspective. You know, not everybody who's fugly is fugly because God hates them. It's again, you know, some people are ugly because that's God's way of keeping them humble, you know, so they can go to heaven rather than become arrogant and end up going to the hellfire. So that's pretty much my video for today. At the end of the day, guys, Bashar al-Assad did the right thing. He's gonna sit back, you know, hang out with Putin, fuck a few side hoes in Russia, and he's just gonna laugh at how bad his country is gonna have it. You know, they deserve it, but I feel bad for the Syrians, because as a Talmid Chacham, the fact that the Syrian people openly, like, aided CIA and Mossad, all that means is God is gonna punish them so bad, so bad, so bad. I actually feel, I seldom feel sorry for people, dudes. I mean, only person I really feel sorry for is Yogi Obes at 5'4", you know, because if Yogi Obes was 6'4", he would have been a legit Shad and a Slayer, but, you know, he's only 5'4". But other than Yogi Obes, guys, I really feel sorry for the Syrian people, because they're gonna see destruction and death that humanity has probably never seen the likes of before, you know. And the Prophet Muhammad said, when this day will come, he says, good people will be destroyed because evil has become too great and the good people are not doing anything about it. Furthermore, the Prophet Muhammad said, he called this type of killing, he called it harj, harj, which in the old Ethiopian language means bloody murder, catastrophes, death, destruction, you know. So the Syrian people, guys, they're gonna have it really bad. And you guys have to remember, the final battle between good and evil is gonna be in Syria. So Syria, guys, is gonna get it really bad, okay? The whole of the Middle East is gonna get it bad, but Syria is gonna get it really bad. In the next 4 or 5 years, while Trump is in power, shit is gonna get really bad for the Middle East, okay? So and Western Europe, to a general, or to a West, like, the Middle East is gonna get it really bad, Western Europe is gonna get it bad, America is gonna get it bad, but the Muslim world is gonna get it really bad, because they should have known better, you know. At least with, see, here's the thing, the good thing about the Christian people is that when Christian people finally wake up and actually study their religion and actually give a damn, they tend to straighten themselves out. Muslims, on the other hand, they purposely go after what is wrong, bad, and haram. This is why I don't think America is gonna get it as bad as the Muslim world, because again, the Muslim world is supposed to know better. God in the Quran said, I have perfected your religion. This is why there are no more prophets. This is why there's no more religions. That's it. Islam is complete. Islam is perfect. Yet, what do the followers of Muhammad say? They hate Allah. They hate Muhammad. Any chance they have to follow the Jews and the Christians, they take it, because they hate Allah and Muhammad so bad. Yet Christians on the other side, because they're better looking, they tend to stand up for the truth when they actually learn knowledge of the religion. This is why I tell you Christian guys out there watching this video, don't become a Muslim. Can you read the Quran? Yes. Can you read the Hadith? Yes. Should you become a Muslim? hell to the no, because you don't want to be surrounded with fucking losers, you know. Simply just reform Christianity by having it revert back to the way it was, you know. One God and Jesus is his messenger and Messiah. That's it, you know. There is no associating with God, you know. That's all you Christian people have to do, dudes. You don't even have to give up on your Miller Lite or your fucking swine. Just believe in one true God, no association with hell and heaven, and that's it. That's all you Christians really need to be successful. And that's why Christians are called Nasara. Nasara means the victors, the aiders, you know. You are the people who help the Messiah, which again is Jesus, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, the real victors in all of this are the Christians. It's not the Jews. It's not the Muslims. Muhammad ain't coming back. Moses ain't coming back. Jesus is coming back. And that's because, again, the Christians are the real victors in all of this. And again, this is why Christians are, let's keep it 100, better looking than the Muslims. So that's the end of my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.